Life Audio.
When we're happy, God's Word helps us understand the value of giving the Lord praise. When we're grieving, God's Word reminds us that our ultimate comfort is found in Him. When we're confused, God's Word gives us clarity and direction. In just a moment, we'll be looking at God's Word together and receiving the benefits and blessings of God's revealed wisdom. But before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're reading Psalms 9 and 10. And we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. A psalm by David for the music leader, to the tune, The Death of the Sun. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, and tell about the wonders you have worked. God Most High, I will rejoice. I will celebrate and sing because of you. When my enemies face you, they run away and stumble and are destroyed. You take your seat as judge, and your fair decisions prove that I was in the right. You warn the nations and destroy evil people. You wipe out their names forever and ever. Our enemies are destroyed completely for all time. Their cities are torn down, and they will never be remembered again. You rule forever, Lord, and you are on your throne, ready for judgment. You judge the world fairly and treat all nations with justice. The poor can run to you because you are a fortress in times of trouble. Everyone who honors your name can trust you because you are faithful to all who depend on you. You rule from Zion, Lord, and we sing about you to let the nations know everything you have done. You did not forget to punish the guilty or listen to the cries of those in need. Please have mercy, Lord. My enemies mistreat me. Keep me from the gates that lead to death. And I will sing about you at the gate to Zion. I will be happy there because you rescued me. Our Lord, the nations fell into their own pits, and their feet were caught in their own traps. You showed what you are like, and you made certain that justice is done. But evil people are trapped by their own evil deeds. The wicked will go down to the world of the dead to be with those nations that forgot about you. The poor and the homeless won't always be forgotten and without hope. Do something, Lord. Don't let the nations win. Make them stand trial in your court of law. Make the nations afraid and let them all discover just how weak they are. Psalm 10. Why are you far away, Lord? Why do you hide yourself when I am in trouble? Proud and brutal people hunt down the poor, but let them get caught by their own evil plans. The wicked brag about their deepest desires. Those greedy people hate and curse you, Lord. The wicked are too proud to turn to you or even think about you. They are always successful, though they can't understand your teachings, and they keep sneering at their enemies. In their hearts, they say, nothing can hurt us. We'll always be happy and free from trouble. They curse and tell lies, and all they talk about is how to be cruel or how to do wrong. They hide outside villages, waiting to strike and murder some innocent victim. They are hungry lions, hiding in the bushes, hoping to catch some helpless passerby. They trap the poor in nets and drag them away. They crouch down and wait to grab a victim. They say, God can't see. He's got on a blindfold. Do something, Lord God, and use your powerful arm to help those in need. The wicked don't respect you. In their hearts, they say, God won't punish us. But you see the trouble and the distress, and you will do something. The poor can count on you, and so can orphans. Now break the arms of all merciless people. Punish them for doing wrong and make them stop. Our Lord, you will always rule, but nations will vanish from the earth. You listen to the longings of those who suffer. You offer them hope, and you pay attention to their cries for help. You defend orphans and everyone else in need, so that no one on earth can terrify others again. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at these Psalms today. And Lord, we're grateful for the fact that when you look at the orphan, when you look at the widow, when you look at the poor and those in need, you see the need and you help those who are in distress. Lord, we know that there are people in this world that try and take advantage of others and people who look at those who are at a lower season of life and pile on grief and pile on trouble with the idea of taking advantage of those who are down. But Lord, you see the cause of the poor. You see the cause of the widow and the orphan, and you are compassionate. Lord, there's no greater example of your compassion than what you've shown us in your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this earth and saw us in such a weak and helpless state and chose to do all that was necessary so that we could have new life through faith in him. So we're grateful for this new life. We're grateful for your compassion. We're grateful, Lord, that you look at us with all our needs and with all our frailties and with all our weaknesses, and you speak into this context that we live in, and you rescue and you redeem those who struggle, those who come to you recognizing their need and trust in your Son, Jesus Christ. So thank you, Lord, for rescuing us. Thank you for your love and compassion, and thank you for your presence with us today. We commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.